WKJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, Alex Smith threw two early touchdown passes. Kansas City's defense dominated all day, and the Chiefs began the Andy Reid era with a 28-2 victory against the Jacksonville Jaguars yesterday in a game heard here on KJAN. Jamal Charles ran for 77 yards and a touchdown before he left the game with an injury. Jacksonville advanced past its own 36-yard line just once, a stunning display of offensive futility for the rebuilding franchise. The Jaguars finished with 178 yards, but for most of the game, they were challenging the team low of 117 yards set last year against Houston. It wasn't even close to the start new coach Gus Bradley had wanted, but it was a clear indication of how far that team has to go. Chiefs running back Jamal Charles left the season opener against Jacksonville with a quadriceps injury yesterday. Charles returned for two carries, but then headed to the sideline for good in the fourth quarter. Charles was injured in the third period when he got sandwiched on a tackle between Jaguar linebackers Geno Hayes and Paul Posluszny. He finished with 16 carries for 77 yards and a touchdown. He also caught three passes for 23 yards. His two-yard touchdown run in the second put Chiefs up 21-2. Team trainers looked at Charles on the sidelines, and then the running back got on a stationary bike for a few minutes before jogging into the locker room for further observation. Elsewhere, on the first Sunday of the NFL season, it was New Orleans beating Atlanta 23-17. Chicago rallied to beat Cincinnati 24-21. Miami beat Cleveland 23-10. Detroit over Minnesota 34-24. It was New England topping Buffalo 23-21. Indianapolis beat Oakland 21-17. Seattle over Carolina 12-7. The Jets beat Tampa Bay 18-17. Tennessee down Pittsburgh 16-9. It was St. Louis over Arizona 27-24. San Francisco beat Green Bay 34-28, and Dallas over the New York Giants 36-31 last night. In college football news, Texas and Southern California have both dropped out of the Associated Press college football poll after ugly losses, and Miami jumped in at number 15 for its first showing in the AP rankings since November of 2010. Alabama is still number one after an off week, heading into a much-anticipated rematch with number 7 Texas A&M on Saturday. Oregon is number 2, Clemson moved up a spot to number 3, and Ohio State slipped one to number 4. Stanford remains number 5. The Longhorns came into the weekend ranked 15th, but a 40-21 loss at BYU, in which Texas allowed a school record 550 yards rushing, has Mack Brown's team unranked. Texas also fired its defensive coordinator, Manny Diaz, a day after one of the worst defensive performances in the history of the program. Former Longhorns defensive coordinator and Syracuse coach Greg Robinson will replace Diaz. BYU ran for 550 yards. That was the most ever allowed by Texas in their loss to Brigham Young on Saturday. Also in college football news, UCLA freshman wide receiver Nick Pasquale has been struck by a car and killed while walking in San Clemente, California. He was 20 years old. The Orange County Sheriff's Department reports that Pasquale was struck at about 1:30 on Sunday morning. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In baseball, Michael Wacha pitched 7 shutout innings and drove in 2 runs as the St. Louis Cardinals routed the Pittsburgh Pirates 9-2 Sunday for a 3-game sweep as the Cards outscored Pittsburgh 26-10 overall, taking the National League Central lead. The Pirates arrived at Busch Stadium this weekend with a game-and-a-half division lead and a chance to cement their first winning season since 1992. They left trailing the Cardinals by a game-and-a-half and still stuck on 81 victories. Wacha allowed 2 hits and walked 2, both of which were erased on double plays. He struck out 2 and never had more than 1 runner on at a time. Pittsburgh starter Charlie Morton left with discomfort in his left foot in the second inning. He allowed 5 runs on 6 hits and 2 walks in just an inning and 2/3. Elsewhere in the National League, Washington beat Miami 6-4. It was Philadelphia over Atlanta 3-2. Milwaukee beat Chicago 3-1. San Francisco in 11 innings, a 3-2 winner over Arizona. San Diego beat Colorado 5-2. And Cincinnati topped L.A. by a 3-2 final. In the American League, Bruce Chen picked up Kansas City's beleaguered starters with 7 solid innings, and the Royals defeated the Detroit Tigers 5-2 Sunday. Chen limited the Tigers to 5 hits and 2 runs over 7 innings, earning the first victory for a starter on the Royals' 7-game homestand. He moved into the rotation July 12th after 19 relief appearances. Eric Hosmer, who had 3 hits for his 53rd multi-hit game, blasted a 3-run homer with 2 outs in the 5th inning, and the Royals took the final 2 games of the series from the division-leading Tigers after losing on Friday. Elsewhere in the AL, it was the Yankees over Boston 4-3, White Sox beat Baltimore 4-2, Toronto over Minnesota 2-0, Texas beat LA 4-3, Oakland over Houston 7-2, Tampa Bay beating Seattle 4-1. In interleague play, it was the Mets over Cleveland by a score of 2-1. In racing, James Buescher took control during a second green-white checkered finish and held on to win the NASCAR Truck Series race at the Iowa Speedway on Sunday. It was the second win in 4 races for Buescher, the defending series champion. Buescher grabbed the lead from the outside position and edged out pole sitter Ross Chastain for his 6th career victory. Chastain denied his first career win, was followed by Ty Dillon, Johnny Sauter, and Darrell Wallace Jr. Serena Williams is a major singles champion for the 17th time and the 5th time at the U.S. Open. The top-seeded Williams survived a second-set meltdown to beat number 2 Victoria Azarenka 7-5, 6-7, 6-1. Azarenka extended the match by breaking Williams twice after falling behind 4-1 in the second set. Williams quickly gained her composure and took the last 5 games to improve to 67-4 with a career-best 9 titles this year. 4 times, Azarenka was only 2 points from taking the opening set. Williams dropped just 16 games in the tournament, a career best for a major championship, and 13 fewer than she dropped at this year's French Open. And wrestling fans rejoice. Wrestling has been reinstated for the 2020 Olympics just 7 months after it lost its spot. It beat out 2 other sports in a vote by the International Olympic Committee. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.